All right, welcome back. Who's talking with Frank and Hobbo? Last segment of tonight's show, we thank Curtis Staples, a great guy, great player, great shooter, and our friend Chris Wright of the Sabre for joining us tonight as we preview the NCAA tournament. We do have the LeClaire Ryan play of the game, and Frank and I, in discussing it, decided to give it to Anthony Gill with his 35'3" late in the game that at least cut it to two. Virginia still had maybe a hope, not much of a hope, but off the Wake Forest game, you always think there's a hope.
Yeah.
But at any rate, late in the game, you know, Brogdon made a three, and then Evan Nolte made a three to cut it to a three-point game.
He cut it to four, maybe.
But Anthony Gill had a good line, 5-8 from the field. He made the 1 3-pointer, 2 for 2 at the line, 6 rebounds. So maybe Virginia needs to look to him a little more frequently.
Give him the ball.
Yeah, give him the ball down in the low block, see what he can do with it. But at any rate, Anthony Gill. Now Frank's got a little update on the Olympic sports.
All right, here we go. UVA baseball won 2 of 3 from the Duke Blue Devils. The UVA men's tennis team beat a top-10 Oklahoma team on their courts 4-3. The men's lacrosse team lost at Cornell 14-10. That's a bummer.
Yeah, lacrosse is not a good subject.
This is not a good time there. And
we're not used to having a lacrosse team be under 500.
Yeah, not good.
Not good.
What the heck's going on there? All right, UVA women's tennis, they beat Michigan 4-2. Women's crew team won 11 races at the Oak Ridge Invitational. So all those teams out there that have rowers, look out. The Wahoo crew team is back for blood this year. UVA wrestling and UVA swimming are at the NCAAs this week, Hobbo.
And I know there are fans out there pouring over their bracket right now, and they probably want to know Hobbo's picks.
And tomorrow,
the pro timing day.
Because it's always football.
Always football.
Is a pro timing day for the following Virginia football players that have completed their eligibility. They are Ross Burbank, Rob Burns, Maurice Kennedy from Richmond, Trent Corney, Vince Croce, David Dean, who's a great guy, Ian Fry, a heck of a kicker. I think Ian Fry might catch on somewhere. Quanti Moore, Mike Moore could play in the NFL. Trey Nicholson, I think that foot, hamstring, knee thing is going to help stop him. Kanane Severin, mark my words, he will make an NFL roster. TJ Thorpe, if he can stay healthy. Jay Whitmire, if he can stay healthy. And Miles Gooch, coming back from a bad knee injury. Good luck to all those Wahoos tomorrow at Pro Timing Day.
Still hoping to have Bronco on before we close out Season 7 here. You know, football, they're nicely under the radar, which I think is a good sign for Bronco. You know, he's working on perfecting the first step before they go to the second step. So it'd be interesting to see how many steps they have gone through. Maybe they're still on the first step, but
quick.
It's kind of like basketball. You don't go beyond a layup drill until you perfect the layup drill.
That's correct. We need to recognize Malcolm Brogdon. Today he was named a first team All-American by the U.S. Basketball Writers Association. Joining Malcolm on that unit, none other than Buddy Hield at Oklahoma, Denzel Valentine of Michigan State, Ben Simmons, Mr. One and Done at LSU, Bryce Johnson of North Carolina. So that's quite the starting five for your U.S. Basketball Writers All-American team.
All right, the Hobbo Final Four, North Carolina, Virginia, Oklahoma, Kansas. Could have two great national semifinals. Virginia plays North Carolina again in the rubber match. And Kansas and Oklahoma in a rematch of what, the three or four overtime game they played at Lawrence, Kansas this year?
I tell you what, I think the NCAA would be very happy with that scenario.
Yeah, CBS would be happy.
I think they'd be doing jumping jacks.
Nance and company would love it.
Yeah, if they can just keep those former NBA players from talking about college sports, get them out of there.
I mean, it would be an interesting semifinal. The Kansas-Oklahoma game would probably be like 95-93, and the Virginia-Carolina game would be similar to what we had over the weekend, 60-55.
You know, I think this is going to be a free-for-all year in a lot of ways, but I also think the cream rises to the top, and teams with good fundamentals and good leadership. And one thing that Virginia and Carolina both have, they have veteran players that know the fundamentals. They know how to play together. They've got great coaches. Mark my words, I have a funny feeling Carolina and Virginia are going to play again in the Final Four.
Well, it would be fun. And, you know, with Virginia, with the senior class, these guys have been in the tournament three straight years now. So they should know what to expect. A couple of years ago, they did advance beyond the first weekend, so they know the pressure that's involved with that. And, you know, I have a funny feeling.
I think we just jumped way ahead. How did we do that?
Well, if it comes.
It's one game at a time.
I know, the Hampton Pirates. We're focused on them, but it, according to you and Chris Wright, it may not be that much of a game. At least I hope so.
That was Curtis.
My blood pressure could use a nice, easy victory. But nevertheless, if I'm Tony and company, I'd like to have another shot at Michigan State. I wouldn't call it revenge, but I think at some point in time we got to show Mr. Sparty that we can beat them.
You know what's wild is some computer analyst guy came up with a stat today that said something like the odds of Virginia and Michigan State facing each other in that Elite Eight game is like 20%. Which means that one of these teams is going to lose before that game.
Well, there's always that possibility, given that they both have to win three times against good competition between now and then. But it's still a possibility. But, I'll just be happy if we make the regional final, regardless of who we play.
Yeah. Well, let's get there, Hobo.
Let's get there. Absolutely. It's been 1995 since the last time we got to a regional final.
Next week's show.
We're hoping to have Barry Parkhill. We may try to reach out to one of the Virginia basketball coaches if the team is still involved in the tournament. As I say,
Jason Williford.
We're still trying to track down Bronco to have him on before long. So regardless of whom, we'll have a lot of talk about basketball, hopefully, and we'll mix a little football and Olympic sports in there. The regular type stuff with Who's Talking.
All right, Hobo, final 10 seconds. Give me a score. Quick.
Go Who's. I think Virginia wins by 20.
Wahoos, I'm going to say they're going to cover 25. Go Who's.